Junk bonds are back and packaged in a format designed to appeal to today's investors and get away from their seamy 1980s era reputation. While bond funds are nothing new, junk bond exchange-traded funds, which aim to mirror the makeup and performance of a particular index, are having a moment. Low interest rates driven by Federal Reserve policy have encouraged companies to borrow, leading to a record $51.5 billion of junk bonds issued in June. Investors, hungry for decent yields, seem unable to get enough. On average, junk bonds yield 4.77%, compared to a less than 1.1% for bonds overall. The four highest-yielding ETFs, which collectively totaled $51.6 billion, saw net inflows of a combined $13.9 billion year-to-date through July 21st. The Morningstar U.S. High Yield Bond Index rose 10.3% in the second quarter. So what are junk bonds? Some quick background. Companies can raise money by issuing equity, or stocks, or debt, bonds. Corporate bonds are rated for creditworthiness by the big rating agencies. The ones that fall below BB+, as ranked by S&P, or BAA, using Moody's ranking system, are termed high yield, a.k.a. junk bonds, in contrast to lower risk investment grade issuances. Bonds that fall into junk territory are deemed to pose at least some risk of being unable to meet their financial obligations in the long or short term, with lower rated bonds at a greater risk of near term default. As tempting as high yield debt might seem, especially given the paltry returns of safer investment vehicles like treasuries, advisors say this isn't an asset class for the inexperienced. When you move to the credit market and the high yield portion of that market, you really have to balance the yield opportunity with the risk of principal loss, says Bob Boyd, managing director of Pacific Asset Management.